Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Our motto is where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. From the first, beginning at the first verse through the sixth verse. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. At this time, Pastor Peaches, you would give us a housekeeping suggestion.
Yes, yes, yes.
On this evening.
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Good ink pen and your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. So you can write down the scriptures. If you don't already have them, it's a continuation from last Wednesday. You can write down all the scriptures that the pastor is going to share with you. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Take out your Bible, your notebook, your ink pen, your highlighters, your composition notebooks, your communion elements. It's the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And also, you may want to write down those names of people you want to stay in prophecy for, people that you want to to pray for, people that you don't want to forget, to put lift their names up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody that you even met today. Hallelujah. Or somebody at the red light. Maybe you overheard a conversation that really concerns you. Hallelujah. Lift that person up in prayer. Just ask the Lord, God, tell God about it. He knows who you're talking about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to turn those alarms, change them over to and your dates and times to the month of April. We're in a new month. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So 7 a.m. every morning, praise and worship. Hallelujah. Tuesday evening from now on, it will be Bible study. This week was our last week of this semester, Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. So Bible study, be ready. Tuesday evening at 7. Then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. will be our Midweek Victory Service. The second Friday of the month is our Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. 7:40 is the men's, and then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. The first, to our fourth Sunday first. The fourth Sunday, we have a visiting minister that comes in. The visiting minister this month will be Prophetess Cynthia Thompson. Hallelujah, breaking the word of life to us. Hallelujah. At that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out and have a free fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Continue to keep her covered as she goes back and forth with her team to Uganda. Hallelujah. Doing a mighty work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The first and second Sunday of the month, we have our pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. And the fourth Sunday, they have a presentation to the whole congregation, sharing with us the scriptures they have learned. Hallelujah. And saints of God, you have to witness it. It's young people quoting scriptures from their heart. Hallelujah. Oh, reading them excellently. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children being taught the word of God by Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Ramey. If you have children 5 to 17, bring them out so they can be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. The fifth Saturday of this month, hallelujah, the young people will be having an outing, the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. We'll be dressing in their matching caps and T-shirts and going down to Lexington Market, passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. We will be passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. Please cover us in your prayers. Hallelujah. And also, on the whatever month has a fifth Saturday, it's Super Saturday, and the children have an outing, the youth have an outing, and every month that has a fifth Sunday, that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. We will not have a live service that Sunday, but you will be able to hear one from the archives. Hallelujah. You will be able to hear one, so still tune in. Hallelujah. But don't show up for church because we will not be having a live service on the fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. That is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful edifice, beautiful dining hall, beautiful childcare center and classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We also thank God for our washing stations in the northeast, southwest of Baltimore City so we can minister to the homeless. We thank God. Hallelujah, for the new clothing and the food. We're able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that we are allowed to do and we're able to do to feed the homeless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. And we just like to share it also that the first and second Sundays of every month, it's the Potter's House Challenge. And that challenge will take place 15 minutes before the service actually begins. And the challenge for this coming Sunday, hallelujah, is to quote the longest in the Bible, which is found in Esther chapter 8, verse 9, and give the address. That's the address. And then the shortest verse in the Bible, which is John 11:35, and that's easy to even quote that Jesus wept. So if you get both of those and give the addresses, hallelujah, you will be rewarded greatly. Again, that's 15 minutes before this service actually begins with the Potter's House Challenge. And also the first, second, and third Sundays of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. You say, what is the Good News Youth Club? Hallelujah, that's Children's Church Plus. So while the adults are flowing with what they're doing, hallelujah, and learning on their level, the children are learning on their level, being taught again by Elder T.B. Stevenson and Malachi Rainey as they go forth. And we said from 5 to 17, but if you got a 3-year-old that can pray, they can stay. Or a 4-year-old, you know, so we're not tied down to those age limits. Also, hallelujah, we thank God for, hallelujah, the first and second Sundays of the month, we have the pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have the birthday corner. And, of course, the fourth Sunday of the month, we have the youth corner. So we are just ministering to the entire body of Christ, and we invite you to come and join us. And to those who believe, ask God to add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a right now God. And I want to let you know that we're in a Holy Week. And see, some people say Holy Week lasts 7 days. The Holy Week that I subscribe to lasts 365 days. And hallelujah. In the leap year 366, the Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. Hallelujah. So we praise God. We worship him. We celebrate God, hallelujah, triumph and his completed work through Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And up to that time, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But a phenomenon was about to take place, because the Spirit of God was hovering over those waters. That's why after all this time, I can stand here today and say, when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the ritz. He's got thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. You see, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Void of the night, he spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Of what we've not too quickly forgotten, that our God is an awesome God. It makes me want to sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
We see it with the eyes of our faith. Even right now, as we begin to kind of get the names in order in our minds, we see you moving. As I play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, verbalize, name these names. Say them out loud, y'all, that God will be glorified and that these that you mention will have a breakthrough, a miracle, a blessing, a sign and wonder from Almighty God in Jesus' name made manifest in their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say, come thy kingdom, be done thy will. In the life of me and my family, my wife, Peaches, myself, Nikki, Danielle, Daniel, Pam, Chris and Keith, Tiny Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia Lisa, Nicholas, Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, and Domi, and Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheen,
Daniel, Curtis, Daniel,
Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Elva, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kyle, Zane, Joshua, Lauren, Darcy, Holly,
Tiny,
James,
Earl,
Jaleesa, Dean, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Talisa, Regina, Corey, Corey, Antonio, Dexter, Marion, Rachel,
Jaheim, Emmanuel,
Kristen,
Mikey, Arpiana,
Hallelujah,
Malachi Bird,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Damon, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins,
Nicholas Jones, Lorena Jones,
Hallelujah,
Dominic Kennels,
Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright, Hallelujah, Knowledge of God,
Elijah Curtis,
Juliet, Andrea, Stephen,
Alexina,
and
Xavier Rainey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Mildred, Sandra, Brendan.
Thank you, Lord.
White, Damon, LaVonda, Tanya, Tommy Orange, and family. Hallelujah.
Kermit, Mr. Cohn.
Kepler Bird, Naomi.
Hallelujah, Mr. Kevin.
Family. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tommy, Bob, and Cam, Bob, and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nelly, Helena.
Hallelujah.
And Amani and family.
Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah. Orgy Bird,
Hallelujah.
Family. Paula Kern and Charlie and family. Kathy Moody and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Freddie Douglas and family, Benjamin Thomas and family, Walter Allen and family, Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Ray
James
Johnson,
and family, James
back.
Jones and family,
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lorena Johnson, Hallelujah,
Mary
Chris,
Angela Rue and family, and Collins and family,
Hallelujah,
oh, shut up. Phyllis West and family, Sally London and family,
Antonio Dexter Lord Jones,
exactly.
Hallelujah, Mikey Jones.
Danny,
Hallelujah, David.
Hallelujah. David, Geneva and family.
Damon Weatherby. Kirsten Weatherby.
Family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All our animals, our Lord's other relatives, our uncles,
Hallelujah.
Nieces and nephews and cousins. God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come that kingdom and turn that will in the life of Hallelujah. Lorenzo.
Family. Hallelujah. The Heritage
family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the life of
family.
Hallelujah. Tiffany and Mayan and Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon and still another Tavon. Tavon Dukes,
Hallelujah.
Maurice Dukes, Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All the elder chiefs,
the water.
Dominique and Justin and all the children, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Minister Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and
Spirit,
Alan and Danya, Tiffany and Bianca, all the children, great grandchildren, oh God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Julian, Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Little Kitty, and Stephanie, and Little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
King.
And Julius, and glory to God. Malachi, and Donovan, oh God. And Keith, oh God. Hallelujah. The entire family, oh God. Robin, oh God.
Hallelujah.
My family. Hallelujah. Grandchildren, hallelujah. In the name of Christ. Great grandchildren, oh God. Now your boys can't even get a word in there. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodore Lee and Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Entire family, oh God. Pastor Don Street and this lady and entire family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Tom.
Hallelujah.
And the entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Rose and the entire family, oh God. Mary Warstar, Maisha Warstar, Margaret Brown, Hallelujah.
Miss Martha,
Evangelist Martin,
Hallelujah.
Family, oh God.
Beavers,
Jerry Don Wilson, oh God. Ruby,
Hallelujah.
My family, oh God.
Thank
you. Rochelle Katie, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Till, an entire family, oh God. Rosetta Carey, an entire family, oh God. I will know the car and the entire family of God.
Their car, Lord. Hallelujah, Miss Sheila, Lord.
Our family of
God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to my Shaykh.
Sheila Davis and Sheila Beth. Hallelujah.
It's happening. the greatest love of all. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let our children's laughter remind us how we used to be.
Can understand me. See, I know
we got a devil out there, and the devil don't want you to do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. He doesn't. The devil don't want you to be to listen to your parents or do the right thing, but have a burning desire, hallelujah, to be excellent. This is where you need to. We have to press on to what God wants us to do. He wants you to be obedient to your parents. Ephesians 6:1 says, obey your parents. Hallelujah. Don't you know there is a blessing in you obeying your parents? Hallelujah. Stay away from the things that your parents tells you to stay away from. And no talking back. When your parents tell you things that you don't understand or things that you want to do the opposite of, if they say, well, you know what, I don't want you to hang around that little girl anymore or that little boy anymore. I don't want you to go around the corner out of my sight. I can't see you. Don't talk back to them. They know what they're talking about. Don't suck your teeth. Don't stomp your feet. Don't mumble under your breath. Your parents may not be close enough to you when you go to your room and hear what you, they may not be able to hear you mumbling under your breath and what's she talking about? What's she know? But you know what? You know, but you know who's in your room before you even get there and who hears everything you say, who hears and sees everything you do? God. He sees everything you do. He hears everything you say. Hallelujah. He has eyes everywhere. My mom used to teach me that when I was little. Oh, my gosh. And I just knew. Oh, I was too scared to sweep dirt up underneath the rug because I knew Jesus' eyes was on me and he was going to see me. And my mother was one of them holy women. Well, she was holy. The Lord would have told her just what I did. So I was too scared to do anything because it wasn't like I was going to get away with it. Okay? Hallelujah. Having excellence is also not doing a half job when asked to do something. For example, if your mom asks you to sweep the floor, don't just sweep the floor and leave it. Pick up the trash from the floor and put it in the trash can. Hallelujah. If you were in school and you had a test and your teacher said, okay, take out a piece of paper and number from 1 to 10 and put your name all on it. You took the paper out and you'd have numbered it from 1 to 5. Is that what she said? No, she said number from 1 to 10. Okay, if you have the test and you don't, and you pass it in, when she gets it, will she know whose paper it is if you don't write your name on it? Finish the part that you're supposed to do. Write your name on it. When you go home from school and you have work, you have things that you did in class that day, go home and review your notes. Review them. So therefore, when the test time come up, you won't be shaking in your boots, and you won't be hoping it's an open book test because you know you didn't study. So therefore, don't wait until the last minute to study. Don't wait until the last minute to open up your books. Hallelujah. It's an everyday thing, just like living for Jesus and reading the Word of God. Hallelujah. We can't just read a scripture on Sunday. We can't just open up our Bibles on Wednesdays when we have Bible study or Bible school. You eat a natural meal. Don't you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home? Hallelujah. When you go to school, when you get there early enough in the morning, don't you get there early enough to eat breakfast? And then you have lunch, and then you go home for dinner. That's three meals in one day. And then you snack in between. So therefore, you have to read the Word of God daily too. You have to read the Word. You have to get into the Word. Sacrifice some of your time from your electronics, from your telephone, from your TV game, from playing the games on your phone, to watching television. Sometimes just have some time between you and the Lord and y'all, and you just reading some scripture. If you don't know where to start, a good place to start is in Proverbs. There is one proverb for every day of the month. And if you don't want to start there, you can always start in the beginning. You can always open up the first page of the Bible to the first, opening the Bible to the first book, which is Genesis. Then you will know where life came from. And you'll meet Adam and Eve. And then continue to read, and you'll find out where the animals came from. Hallelujah. Where rain came from. Hallelujah. All those things are in the Bible. But we have to read. We have to take out time and read the Bible. These things are not going to jump off the page into our head. Hallelujah. And you gain knowledge when you read the Word of God. So therefore, when you come upon different type things in life, and some decisions may baffle you, and you may not know what decision to make, don't you know that having the Word of God down in your heart will lead you and guide you to which direction you ought to take? The Word of God is a protector. The Word of God, God is a provider. God will lead you and guide you and protect you. And I don't care how young you may be, you can still have a relationship with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you lay down, before you lay down at night, before you even get in the bed, kneel down beside the bed, and you say the Lord's Prayer, and you thank God for taking care of you all day long, and thank God for providing food for you and a house, a roof over your head, and thank Him for having clothes on your back, and thank Him for being a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Because He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And when you're laying down in your bed, you can talk to Jesus just like you're talking to a brother or sister or talking to your mommy. He's right there in the room with you. Don't ever be frightened or afraid of anything. Call on the name of Jesus. Some children, some of y'all may have a hard time going to sleep at night. You talk to Jesus until you fall asleep. And He will be that constant friend. He will be a friend to you. He really will. He will be there. He'll be just as close to you as the very breath. And He won't let anything bother you. He won't let anything mess with you. Okay? So you have a friend in Jesus. Enjoy this spring break. Enjoy being excellent. And God has blessings for people that put their efforts towards being excellent. Because He would never say something and not give you the strength or the power to do it. God wants you to be excellent in everything you do and say. Hallelujah. Because it also represents Him. And somebody say, oh, wow, that was a nice job you did. On the inside, you say, oh, thank the Lord. It's God that gives you the strength to do the things that we're supposed to do. Even us as grown adults, we have to ask the Lord for strength too, to do the things we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Young people, be blessed of the Lord. Enjoy the spring break. Enjoy the time that you have at home and the opportunities you have to help your parents around the house. Hallelujah. Ask your mom, dad, what can I do to help you during this spring break? Okay? We thank God for you. Thank God for this time with the family. If there's things that you desire, if you desire to travel, and it doesn't seem like there's the money or whatever, ask God to make a way. God will do it. Test God. Try God out. He is right there to give you the desires of your heart, just like an adult. Talk to the Lord. He is right there. He's very close to you, and He loves you, and He wants to prove Himself to you. Be blessed of the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor. Back to you.
Man, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And thank God for you. See, those who believe, we ask, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening. Sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potters.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, God is so wonderful. He's wonderful, God.
He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And pray, I won't stay high. I know he's so wonderful. And oh, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. And oh, he's wonderful. I know the Lord is so wonderful. Yes, he is. If you never try God, try the Lord one day and see what my Father come down and make a way. And well, and oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And well, and oh, he's a yes, he is. And I know the man is wonderful. Just yes, he is. I know the Lord is so wonderful. Oh Lord, oh, oh, oh. He's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And oh, and oh, oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Freshikini little bushi kin in the shiki. Yeah, little bushi kin and the loose back kini the bushakara. Kiyera bushi kini the bushakara. This is Holy Week. And the greatest love, God's love. The greatest love is God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whomsoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. And those that are listening right now, I want you to understand this.
Communion time.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. This meal signifies the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The completed work that Christ was sent to do. Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And in the text on today, it says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment and no guilt, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we examine ourselves in the light of your word, O God. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26 and 28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now in the text on this evening, the word of the Lord says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, we will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, your word declares that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Thank you, Lord. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
In remembrance of you.
He gave thanks again. We thank you, Lord. He took the bread and he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your healing.
We take this cup and remember your blood that was shed for us.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for our healing already.
And every time.
St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61. verse 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, all over the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Matthew 15:26.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, for those who have been on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23.
Thank you.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we are justified, being made worthy by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We boldly say what you said.
Yes.
God, you said.
You said.
God, you said.
You said.
God, you said.
You said.
When I see the blood, I will pass over
you,
and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates. Hallelujah. Reverses.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are,
hallelujah,
and whose we are and what we are. We thank God for Holy Communion, and we remember you, Lord. And we now share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We give to the ministry that helps. We're brilliant, awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, great, we're beautiful,
beautiful
in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this moment.
Thank you, God.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I don't take this opportunity or this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow unto those who believe. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, we rebuke you in your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. On last Wednesday, we started a series which we're going to end today. We talked about three zones that we live in simultaneously. We talked about a time zone.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on the earth lives in a time zone. There are 24 different time zones in this earth.
Mm.
And we live in one of them. We also live in a postal zone.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we live in an area where that mail can get to us. There are literally hundreds of thousands of postal zones in the world. We live in one of them. I know some young person said, I don't live in a postal zone. I live in a zip code. Zip means zone improvement program.
Mm-hmm.
You live in a postal zone. It's been improved, but you live in it. And then last but not least, the third zone that you live in simultaneously is called a life zone. If you're on this side of the dirt, if there's breath in your body, you live in a life zone.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go any further, Pastor Peaches, you want to give the addresses that I didn't finish with on last Wednesday?
Yes. Romans 8, 5 to 7, Galatians 5, 16, 1 Peter 5, is it 72? Okay, and 2 Timothy 3, 5.
Okay, add to that, Shokoria now.
The scripture before Romans 8, 5 to 7 was 2 Timothy 3, 1.
3, 1, okay. Okay, thank you. Add to those 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, Galatians 3, 13, and Matthew 5, 17. Again, you live in three zones simultaneously. The title of this message I'm going to give in just a minute. You talked about the time zone, the postal zone, the life zone. I want to underscore that, because there are four life zones that you could be living in. I want to underscore the life zones. There are four life zones. The title of tonight's message is, which zone are you living in? Or more specifically, which life zone are you living in? Part two. The four life zones are the twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, stands on the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and then the God zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the God zone could also be called the love zone, the Christ zone, or even God's comfort zone. Hallelujah. We shared that the twilight zone is a place that people who are not in touch with reality live. They say the neurotic builds imaginary castles in the sand. The psychotic is a person that lives in it. They're not in touch with reality at all. That's the twilight zone. Then you have the dead zone. They have turned off their antennas. They have gotten out of the reach or reception area. And I know folks who have cell phones, almost everybody that I know of has a cell phone, have gone to a situation where they were in a place that they had no reception. Their battery had died and needed to be reborn or recharged. But they had no desire to do either. In the dead zone. In the dead zone, you may find atheists. In the dead zone, you may find a whole lot of other people. The atheists just celebrated their anniversary or their holiday. That was on April the 1st. It was April Fool's Day. Hallelujah. because I think it's Psalms 14 and 1. There's a fool that said in the heart, there is no God. He's in the dead zone. Then you have the comfort zone that's based in your flesh. You know, it's comfort. Ain't no stress involved. I'm just going to chill out. I'm going to let it do what it do.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to let laissez-faire. Let it flow the way it flow. I'm not going to swim against the grain. I'm not going to be a salmon and swim against the tide. I'm just going to go wherever the tide it can be.
Not good.
And if the tide is taking you down the drain, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your comfort zone that's based in the flesh. But there is another zone, that has been amplified this week because it's Holy Week. It's called the God Zone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's why this zone can also be called the Christ Zone or the Love Zone. Hallelujah. Some other good terminologies. What do you call it? Synonyms. It's based in the spirit. This zone is based in the spirit of God. This zone is based on the word of God. This zone is based in the spirit. The comfort zone that is based in the flesh is anathema to God. It's contrary to the God zone. Why? Because the word of God said so. For which they came. You must need live in the God zone, y'all. You want prayers answered, you got to live in the God zone, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give me a scripture, Pastor.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, you want to start with 2 Timothy 3:1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hallelujah. I just turned away from it. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, oh, hallelujah. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Stop right there. Y'all folk in the comfort zone that's based in your flesh, you get surprised when stuff happens. You get all troubled in your heart and mind because you're not in the God zone. You're in the flesh zone. That's another word for the comfort zone that's based in the flesh. You're in the flesh zone. So you get amazed at what stuff is happening. Read on.
The next scripture?
No, continue that scripture.
Oh, okay. 2 Timothy 3:1. Okay. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. For such turn away.
Stop right there. That's those folk in the flesh comfort zone. The flesh zone. They talk like Christians. And every once in a while, they may do what other Christians do sometimes. As you saw in this scripture, they really love it themselves. They don't want to follow you because the scripture says, follow me as I follow Christ. But they don't want to follow anybody but themselves. And they are amazing. Oh, it's just terrible out here. God said it was going to happen towards the end, in the last day. And I know somebody, one of these folk in the flesh said, the last day, they've been saying the last day for 2,000 years. Well, it's your last days.
Amen.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Romans 8:5-7. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Stop right there. I'm trying to save your life. The Bible says to have a coachable, teachable spirit, but you don't want one because you want to mind the things of the flesh. The Bible says, have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. You don't want to be excellent. You want to just let it do what it do. You want to throw half-baked stuff up to God, and you want God to give you his best. Did that. He gave his son. We're celebrating Holy Week, and he gave his best. And you give him your works. You say, what do you mean I'm giving his works? Your flesh. You throw the flesh up there. Put that above the scriptures. And the spirit and the flesh are at war with one another. They don't mix. It's oil and water, you. I'm trying to save your life. Listen. You need to repent and get back to God. Because you have stayed and gone down your own alleyway. You're on a highway to hell and don't even know it. I'm trying to save your life. Time to repent and get back to the God zone, where you're moved and led by the Spirit, not by your flesh, not by your emotions, not by your feelings. Because your feelings and 50 cent won't even buy a cup of coffee. Your emotions and a dollar won't even buy a ham sandwich.
Mm-mm.
Give me another scripture.
The seventh verse of that said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
It's impossible. It's not subject. It can't be. Your carnality, they're carnal Christians. Look, they've been born again, but they're still babes. And they don't understand they're still babes. And some folks, I actually call them, I call them a babe. Because they act like one. You're still wearing a diaper. And you're 50 years old. You're 40 years old. Something wrong with that picture. I'm talking about a spiritual diaper, y'all. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
Galatians 5:16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Stop wasting time, y'all. Stop wasting time dealing with your stuff, your emotions. And you're trying to be led by your emotions. The Bible said, of course you're catered to that. The Bible says in Psalms 37:23, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. It's a spiritual walk. You got to walk in the spirit. I remember the two sisters in the kitchen. They were up getting a chicken sandwich. And one got a bigger chicken breast than the other one.
Oh,
and they were arguing over who got the bigger piece of the chicken.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they started physically fighting in the church over a chicken breast sandwich. See, the spirit and the carnal don't mix. They were carnal Christians. They may have been Christians. They may ask God come into my life. That they still at the vestibule. Still got their coat on. Just came out of the cold. And they still got their coat on in the vestibule. They haven't gone into the mansion. They still in the foyer. God wants to give them so much. God got rooms that got their names on full of blessings and prosperity. They still in the foyer. Still got their diaper on.
Thank you, Lord.
Still acting like they just were born again. Come on now, give me another scripture.
First Peter 5:12. By Sylvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand.
I stand on the word of God. I don't care where you think you standing. I stand on the word of God, the whole word. I'm not going to stand a little piece like this one church, broke away from another church. Because there was a scripture that talked about not drinking any fruit of the grape. And they didn't like the church because they were using grape juice for communion. And they should have known that often it ain't grape juice. It's a flavoring. It ain't real grape juice. But they started a new church. They broke up a church because it was in the flesh. Or something. They need to read the whole word.
Amen.
Not just one verse. You start a church over one verse. You got to have some backup on that. You can't just start a wing of the body of Christ. All aside, see, the body is connected. If you standing up and your foot, you standing up on the left side of the house, and your right foot is on the right side of the house, disconnected, you in trouble. You better go to the hospital because some kind of amputation happened to you. Some of these folk I've heard of this happening, Pastor Peaches. I heard of people that were caught in a trap or an animal that was caught in a trap, and they bit their leg off so they can get out of the trap. That's a hard thing. But we don't have to do that. If we stay in the body, God gonna bless us all. We one body. Go to the next scripture.
2 Timothy 3:5. Lord Jesus. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away.
I have to turn away from some folks. I have to love at a distance because they're foolish. Having partaken of the blessings of the Lord, having God bless them, giving them a blessing. They don't understand that God's blessing on you, giving you a blessing, is just the beginning. He wants you to turn into the blessing, the fulfillment center for others. But you want to just keep your poor and no more. You want to stay in your little corner of your sky. You're going to miss what God has for you. Read that scripture one more time.
2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
We're not going to stop praying for them. But we're not going to be in their presence either until they come to themselves. Hallelujah. See, folk, you know, many years ago, when I was back in the church, hallelujah, riding down the street, I was riding down Baltimore Street going to East Baltimore. That's when it was a through street, and I was one way all the way. There wasn't nothing breaking it up. And I was stopped at the red light, and someone came to me at the window, a woman, said, do you need any drugs tonight? I said, no, I've been saved. The Lord is, you know, something to that effect. She said, oh, I'm saved too. Yada, she started speaking in tongues. Yada, but what shake ain't of the Lord, yada, what shake. Everybody that speak in tongues ain't saved, y'all. Everybody that look like they're holy ain't holy. I remember a movie one day, old lady on the elevator came down, looked like one of my relatives that really looked holy, but she was holy. She came out, and somebody got in her way. And she looked holy and all that. And she came out and cursed that person out. Oh. She had the form of godliness. You know, the long dress, the sleeves, all everything. But she opened her mouth, and I tell you, Sarah started running out of the building. No, there's a thing. Some of you got to be older to understand that, you know, there was a saying, you curse like a sailor. This lady cursed so bad that sailors started running out of the building.
Oh my God.
But she looked holy. The Bible didn't say, look holy.
Be holy.
Be holy.
Wow.
Glory to God. Give me another scripture. I got to move on.
2 Corinthians 1:20. Lord Jesus.
Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
You must understand that the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus. Read that scripture again. Because I got to underscore this.
For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Yep. The promises are yours in him to the glory of God. If what you're asking for is not to the glory of God, it's not in Christ. Check yourself. Rearrange your question. Rearrange your, it ain't going to be yay and amen. It may be something else, but it ain't going to be yay and amen. You got to visualize your asking for from the Lord. See yourself there. In morning worship today, the morning glory nugget was, faith is the currency of the kingdom. You've got to see yourself. You got to believe. Believe. See yourself whole, healed, delivered. See yourself to the glory of God, praising God. If what you're asking for and you visualize it doesn't involve praising and magnifying God at the receipt of that, you ask amiss. That's in James. You ask amiss. It ain't going to be yay and amen. Some people, hallelujah, they be praying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Gimme, 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 my name is Kimmy. And they don't get it, and they get mad at God. But what you're asking for isn't in him, isn't to the glory of God. What do you expect? It says, yea and amen, in him, to the glory of God, in Christ. That's the parameter. That's the what do you call it? What do they call it? The rules of engagement, hallelujah. The protocol for getting prayers answered in Christ to the glory of God. If you do go any other way, and I know some of you say, well, I've had a prayer answered that I didn't go that way. But guess what? The Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. So you may get a blessing because he does that. He blesses crooks and thieves and murderers and stuff. He blesses everybody. He says a blessing. But to become the blessing in the love zone, the God zone, that's when you become the blessing. You become a fulfillment center. People run to you at you, hallelujah. They're looking for a miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have realized that you need a miracle. You be a miracle to somebody. The God zone. You understand that you are a miracle to somebody. Be a holy eavesdropper. Give me another scripture. We're going to go on.
Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
The curses of the law have been wiped out by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Holy Week. That chuka chakara la bota. Chakara la boshata. Y'all don't understand that some people that read Deuteronomy 28 and they go past verse 14. You need to stop at verse 14. Because all them curses, it must be 20 or more curses back there. I think go up to 60-something. Whole bunch of curses. They were wiped out by Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said he took the curses from the law. He made a new covenant, a new agreement, a new commandment. Hallelujah. A new covenant. Read another scripture.
Matthew 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Jesus fulfilled the law on the cross. And glory to God. The law talked about sacrifices. He said it is for needing to sacrifice any more cows and lambs and goats and all that kind of. It's over. It's finished. I am the resurrection and the life. You don't need to sacrifice any more animals to get rid of your sins. I have decreed. I ask God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If you really realize what you were doing, you wouldn't sin. Because you grieved the Holy Spirit of God. You put distance between you and God when you sin. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
Praise God. What zone, life zone, are you living in? The God zone? That's when you become the blessing, the fulfillment center, full of love. All that Galatians 5:22-23 says. You walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16-25. That's where you live. You happen to be in an earth suit. Your earth suit should not dictate to you a spiritual answer, spiritual decision. Should not make a spiritual decision for you. That's why, hallelujah, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body's a living sacrifice. You don't have to die anymore.
Power off.
You don't have to die anymore of putting another a lamb on the altar or this. You don't have to buy no doves and all this kind of, and put on there. You don't have to do that anymore. You He wants you to be a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Kill the sin in your life. The blood of Jesus covers that. Boshatada boyada. Keshikina monada boshata. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The four life zones, the twilight zone, the dead zone, the flesh comfort zone, or the God zone. I submit to you today, live in the God zone, and you will be blessed, and your family, and your neighborhood, your community, your church, your school. It's called collateral blessings. But if you live in the flesh comfort zone, if you're a carnal Christian, it's called collateral damage. And you're going to hurt yourself, your family, your school, your church, your community, your job, your coworkers. Live in the Spirit, and you will not be subject to all the pitfalls of the flesh. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this message on today. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, glory to God, on the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name today. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And please join us tomorrow morning for our praise and worship at 7 o'clock a.m. That number is 727-527-5952. And the access code is 1034545. That number again for our praise and worship at 7 in the morning. Our prayer line is 720-527-5952. Access code 1034545.
God bless you. Pastor Peaches, I'd just like to share, if there's anyone who wanted to sow on this good ground, if you have cash, you can go to $T, all the other letters are small, a lowercase, PHCPWC, $PHCPWC. And you can sow as much you want, as often as you want, as little as you want. If you want another way to sow into this ministry, you can call Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201. Or you want the scriptures that were used tonight, hallelujah, glory to God. Or if you want a link to this message, then the text, 443-416-1201. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
So I suggest that what y'all do,
hallelujah,
what y'all do is to praise and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Just sing praises. Yes. Because I tell you, Pastor Peaches, who can do it?
Only God can.
Can do anything. Thank you.